Hashtag so-and-so is canceled. This person is canceled party. You're canceled. People, businesses, and brands such as James Charles, Chick-fil-A, Chris Brown, R. Kelly, Gucci, and several others have been canceled. But what does it mean to be canceled? Jonah Bromwich from the New York Times writes that canceling something is the total disinvestment in something or anything. Basically, when a celebrity, politician, brand, or organization acts in a way that is problematic, the public will take to social media to denounce support and affiliation with said offender. This can mean cutting off the offender's political backing, financial support, and even recognition of their existence. Cancel culture goes hand in hand with call-out culture, or the idea that if a brand or person has made or makes a mistake, the public can call them out on that, typically on social media. Cancel culture and call-out culture can be accredited to the fact that people's lives have been documented almost daily by the presence of the internet for the last 20 years. Even so, social media has been a key source of the beginning of cancel culture. People can search the entirety of a person's tweets from the creation of their account to the last post they made. Tana Montague, a very famous YouTuber, was caught up in a swirl of controversy when sources leaked that she was using racial remarks against African Americans. This clip, much like others of the victims, per se, of cancel culture, is an apology that she issued after being called out for being racist.
I was an ignorant teenager who thought it would be shocking and funny to call my black friend the N-word while he filmed it. And all of our friends thought it was so shocking and so funny, and we thought it was a joke. And now I've grown up and I've changed. I've learned so much and I've matured. And now I never want to say that word. I'm not racist. I know it's wrong to say that word. And I don't think you guys should say it either. And if I would have came on and apologized like that months ago, I wouldn't even be dealing with this now. I wouldn't even be going through this, but instead I was a coward and I was afraid.
With people and brands being canceled almost every week, the question has to be asked, what are the limits of cancel culture? Many critics of the call-out culture phenomena speculate that call-out culture cuts out any room for forgiveness and growth. It marginalizes mistakes that people have made in their past and doesn't allow for them to evolve or live authentically as the newer version of themselves. Another side to this is making people and brands take responsibility for their harmful behavior. It allows the public to question if a politician with a past of sexual assaults is really fit for office, or if their money should benefit a celebrity who has made sexist remarks, or to support a brand that releases designs that emulate blackface. As a society evolves and becomes a globalized space where consumers are diverse and their ideas are too, cultures are shifting to maintain inclusivity in these spaces. Political correctness, or the way someone speaks around subjects often excluding offensive language, is becoming the new norm of communication. Whether or not you believe in its effectiveness, audiences and consumers are now expecting to be communicated to in this way. But how far should cancel culture go? The View hosts discuss the Dixie Chicks and how far cancel culture can or will go in our society today. They also realize that the fact is, cancel culture is here and has been around for a while. It just has a name now.
No, but I think we're going to look back 10 years from now, like we are in this moment, and say we haven't done everything right. Maybe we were too PC. Maybe we were this cancel culture.
This isn't even PC. This is if you hold people to a standard. You have to hold everybody to that standard.
So should cancel culture be canceled? Should people expect those in power to be held to high standards and maintain perfection now and throughout their entire lives? Or should we continue to hold them responsible for abusive behavior and derogatory comments? As for now, cancel culture seems to be here to stay.